Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're all pretty stoked to take a look at all of Katie's food pictures on her phone from this weekend. That's always a good time for
lobster.
Us.
I know.
That's a lot of fun when we come in on Monday.
There was a lot of
can't
good
get enough of that
to be had this weekend. Yeah. I'm telling you. I celebrate fried chicken Saturday at Safeway every week, even though it's not.
Oh,
I just totally made that up, but I celebrate weekly. There's a lot of good food this
Yeah, I love
weekend.
Looking at all your food pics when you come
Thank
in on
you.
Monday. I can't get enough of it.
I
like
do
Sunday
it.
Night, I'm laying in bed. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see all Katie's food picks.
I prepare them in order so I know I'm ready to go. This, you know, when I come in, I'm like, look at, okay, so this was Friday.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to Saturday, Sunday morning, mm-hmm. last night. Yeah. So I'm ready to show you each.
Big old oily turds out of this one. All right, so I got to ask you guys, how did you feel about wine time on Friday night? I had a blast.
It was fun. It was so much fun.
A lot of great listeners out there, and a lot of listeners that probably shouldn't come to events anymore. We'll just throw that out there. But some really, really good people.
Yeah.
Some big fans of the radio station and this morning show, so we can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah, there were a lot of people
coming
who came
out
to say hi. It was great to see you all. You got your drink on, and that was the perfect place to do it, at Elidge Gardens. I can't tell you how many people came to me and said, it was a great idea to have that Ferris wheel going. That was like their favorite part, is going and drinking their wine in the Ferris wheel. It's like, just like you get to see all of Denver. I tried to get you two to go up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I wasn't
going to
do it. I wasn't
wussies.
Feeling it.
Yeah.
It was funny. You could tell how many people had a little too much wine because they were standing there just staring at the Ferris wheel, mouth breathing, watching it go around and around. I was like, we better cut them off a little bit.
But, maybe your last glass.
I was talking to our big boss, Joel, at the end of it, and we were talking about the setting and everything, and I was like, you could not get a better picturesque setting than there. After the sun went down, all the lights were on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
and we had the DJ set up in front of the Ferris wheel, and it was going with all the lights, and everyone was dancing. It was really nice.
It was amazing.
And he goes, well, get ready, because we're doing it again next year.
Well, we better.
Good.
I mean, everybody loved it. Everyone I talked to said it was a great idea. So, yeah, props to the big man, Joel, because I know a big part of it was his. So, it was fun. It was so much fun.
The 360 camera was fun. All of us tried to get onto it. Josh, Katie, Nina, Synergy, Big Rob, and then I tried to hop on at the last moment to get one of those shots of all of us, and Rob's big old butt shoved me off. So.
No, to be completely fair, I was in front of him shaking my big old booty.
Oh,
like,
so
there's no tomorrow.
Booty
so
to
I
booty,
think,
and then
exactly.
boom, Jeremy got bounced off.
I think you were just the,
I think you got one revolution, and then it looked like you vanished.
So it's funny, if you watch the video on the Instas, there's
you're
like,
gone.
Yeah, I think I made it through two spins, and you see me
one
go.
And
Nina
half.
Was like holding me back,
and
Rob finally gave me that final bounce, and afterwards, he came up and apologized. He's like, I'm really sorry I bounced you off. He's like, I'm fluffy. I'm sorry. It's all right. I was on there for two spins. And then the only other observation was we saw Baby Na.
Ah, the Baby Na. And her boyfriend.
Who was
her boyfriend,
fashionably late.
Well, you know, she had to work. Like, that's the thing. She didn't even
so
get off
late.
Until 6 o'clock. So then
late.
She worked in Boulder. She was working.
Yeah, her boyfriend was there, too.
I like to call him Mr. T. Isn't that funny?
I thought he was a hobo at first.
And Mr. T. No, that's the style, Jeremy.
That guy's got to get a haircut.
That's the style. But no, I love to see them. They were great. They had a great time as well. Baby Nana is also not a fan of the Ferris wheel. She forgot she's afraid of heights. And then she's all the way
she
up
forgot.
There.
Oh, she did it? And she was like, oh, no.
She's all the way up. Oh, yeah. I forgot I don't like this.
For me, the best part was when Baby Nana got there. And you see her coming here and you're like, Baby Nana. And you started breastfeeding her.
Jeremy.
But then she said, hi, Jeremy. And then she goes, where the snacks? Like, that was it.
She just got off work.
She
was
just showed up. She said, hi, Jeremy.
What's the baby gotta eat?
Where the snacks at? Try for a Mix 100 sports report, because we're so tapped into the world of sports. I eat, breathe, and sleep sports.
You too.
I can't get enough of sports. Broncos knocked down the roster, 53 players.
Okay.
We're good
nice.
To go. Three quarterbacks this season. The weird thing that they're going to do what I was reading is they're actually going to put all three quarterbacks at the same time out when they're playing.
So. Do it.
Yeah, it's going to be something unique that the team's trying this year.
Who's getting the ball? That's the
quarter one will throw to another, to another, to another. Flea flicker that, and boom.
You can only throw behind,
in for points.
Yeah, no forward pass.
No, they changed the rules this year. You can throw it wherever you want.
Oh.
I've heard now this year they can throw it up into the crowd, and then somebody from the crowd can throw it to a player, and they can still score a touchdown.
They're going banana ball way with it, right?
Yeah, okay. So that's sports. Pretty tapped in. I've been reading a lot of highlights on Reddit. Okay, so there's a new research study out. They surveyed 5,000 Americans, and it sounds like traditional tailgating is kind of taking a dump right now. People don't really care to go out and tailgate. What they want to do now is homegate. They want to stay at home and do some homegating because of comfort and flexibility.
Okay.
The two main keys, because you can stay at home and you got your own bathroom. You know where the food's coming from. You got a couch.
I dig
Why
that.
Not?
Yeah. So, yeah, home gating now is the big thing. I'm all for it.
Well, and otherwise,
I don't
want to
stand out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you're getting to the lots at, like, what, 10 a.m. for a 2:15 game?
God, no. Yeah, no.
No, thank you.
No
home
way.
Gating is way more my speed.
I'm for it.
Barf. And there's a new survey out talking about fast walkers and slow walkers.
Slow walkers suck, right?
Like, slow walkers suck. Essentially, was
you
the moral?
A survey for that?
That was essentially the moral of the story. They surveyed everybody, and they said, "How do you rate yourself as very fast, somewhat fast, average, and then slow, and then very slow?" And they started talking about how when you're walking around with a slow walker, how absolutely horrible that is.
Yeah.
Because you got to slow down your pace, because I'm a crazy fast walker.
I'm a fast walker, too. And when people call you out on being a fast walker, I'm like,
don't come at me.
Walk faster.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have to walk slower.
Yeah.
You should pick it up, Chuck.
Put down your can of beefaroni every
exactly.
night and get your steps
yeah.
in, is wow. what I'm saying.
Can of beefaroni.
Quit pounding down the Chef Boyardee and get outside and make a loop around a lake.
Exactly.
Try to keep up, biatch. but, yeah, slow walkers are the worst, because when you're walking with somebody like that, like, oh, my God.
Yeah. It's way harder to slow your pace down, I think, than it is to speed it up.
It is.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're wasting your life.
Yes.
You're like, I got places
to be. Well, you're
never
going to get there.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I'm never
going to
get my destination.
It causes depression.
It really does.
It does.
All right, what else you got?
All right, we're going to get in our time machine and talk about Frankie Muniz, because he made headlines over the weekend in 2004. So over 20 years ago, the childhood star actor left acting and he wanted to pursue racing. Mm-hmm. And he has been struggling for darn near 2 decades to make any headway in the world of motorsports. Well, he competed in the AM class of the GT4 America Series over the weekend.
That's a good one.
And he got his first win over the weekend.
Dang, really?
Are you kidding me?
His professional career.
One?
His first win.
In the GT40X2?
Ever what? After in the GT40XYZ, yes. And then after this, he stacked wins. On Friday, he got the win, and he had to race again on Saturday and
wow.
got another win, and he was in tears after the race.
I'm emotional because I've honestly had kind of two of the worst weeks in my entire life, to be honest. Came here really low. Had a good day yesterday. Felt really good today. So to get this win is, I mean, thank you, God, my team, Ford. This is unbelievable. I feel so incredible. This is amazing.
He said after that, the whole time after the checkered flag came out, I was crying in my helmet. I made this sacrifice to my family to go and race and to be an inspiration for my son. I'm so grateful to Ford Racing, Tech Sport, and my entire team. There is no feeling like this on the planet.
Aww.
This guy's had
health Frankie Muniz.
No.
I'm happy for him.
I bet you he's a slow walker.
No, he drives fast,
yeah.
buddy. Lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
Malcolm's no longer in the middle.
No, he's
in the front.
Katie.
He won. He's number one.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, it is time for the hype, all the big stories of the day, brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all the showrooms. Whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen, you can find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to mountainhighappliance.com. All right, how about this movie that's coming out? Hooters, the movie. It's real. It's the story of how Hooters was founded based on actual events. It follows two friends from Iowa named Ted and Lenny. Ted is trying to find a woman named Diane from a spring break commercial, so he convinces Lenny to take a road trip with him to Clearwater Beach, Florida. And then I guess they find her, and Diane would later become the first Hooters girl. The movie is being described as a hilarious buddy comedy, an inspiring biopic, and a wild journey based on a crazy idea. Why not, I guess? It's an iconic restaurant.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, joked about and lusted after for many, many years. I was reading more about it. The working title of this movie is called Honk Honk.
Come on, they can do better than that, Jeremy. That's funny, but I would be interested in that movie. Like, I think that something we've had Hooters in our lives as far back as I can remember.
Long
time.
So
I'd like to know the, you know, startup
honk,
point.
Honk. That's,
you're so bad.
There is a story coming out of California, Montclair, California. Police are searching for a stolen truck carrying 50,000 cans of PBR. It's about 40,000 pounds worth of beer, worth about $45,000. It disappeared after leaving a distribution center headed for Tucson, Arizona. I guess there was a bogus driver who reportedly made the pickup, and he walked away with a bunch of beer. There was a second theft that later occurred at the same facility using fake papers and the whole thing, and they got away with $25,000 worth of beer.
Jeez.
So, if you see two gigantic beer trucks and a couple of wasted dudes, I think you found them. That's ballsy.
I mean, are we going to check security at this spot? Like, are we going to up the security or change out a few people?
I don't know. How do you get away with 50,000 cans of PBR, and then what do you do with them?
You drink them.
Drink them.
Yeah, you got a fridge big enough for all that.
Exactly.
All right, so how about this? Denver switched over to those VO scooters and e-bikes.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the Lime and the Bird bikes. And they started tracking rides, and during the first 2 months of the new VO scooters program, they had 145,000 rides completed and approximately 1.3 million trips. On those bikes.
Okay.
I've used them.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. I've been on those scooters. I was on the Lime one, though. They were fun.
Are they
I
fun?
I loved it. You zipping around downtown in those?
Well, and now that they're little bikes, they're like the little e-bikes.
Yeah, I want to sit.
Katie and I saw one of the VOs fly over a median over the weekend.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude,
no,
they say VO has issued more than 1,800 warnings for violations, you know, probably for speeding like that. And fines began earlier this month. But, man, that's kind of trippy to think about. 1.3 million trips around downtown in those goofy things.
They'd be busy.
I got one final thing for you. The Colorado's Fat Marmot Week has officially ended.
I love it.
And the champion is a 6-year-old female marmot named Dawn.
Yes, Dawn is the winner.
Dawn has weighed in at an enormous 13.2 pounds, which is big for the marmots. They say it's one of the heaviest marmots ever recorded by the laboratory.
Get it, Dawn. I voted for Dawn.
Did you vote for Dawn?
Yeah, it's the Nana's middle name, so
there you go.
Nana
Dawn. They say yellow-bellied marmots need to roughly double their body weight during summer because they can lose half of it during hibernation. It's much like my mother-in-law. She doubles that weight during the summer and
keeps it on.
In the winter.
I know.
Oddly enough,
nothing
doubles
about
it
losing
again.
It, though. Okay.
She's my little Dawn. All right. What else you got, Katie?
Okay, we have some really sweet news coming out of that Bronco game from Friday night. Now, we all know Broncos got a big win against the Minnesota Vikings, but before the game, we made some history there. An all-woman Colorado State Patrol team escorted the Minnesota Vikings onto the field, and that was the first time that that happened in CSP history. So, it was 50 years after the first women were admitted into the state's police academy. So very inspiring. A couple of the ladies were talking about it after the game about how, you know, why haven't we done this before? But they love how the community actually gets to see them in a different way. They're not stopping them. They're not giving them tickets. They're there to keep them safe and cheer on the Broncos with them. But with the woman-inspired message, I love it because, you know, they talked about how young women who dream of a big career career that bears big responsibility like that. It's so important to see other women in that role and doing that so you can, you know, envision yourself doing it one day. And they said, don't underestimate who you are and what you're capable of doing. Never give up. Anything is possible. So just a very inspiring, beautiful message.
And you get a taser.
For ladies everywhere. And you get a taser, which makes you awesome. Yeah. And the Broncos got a win too. So go Broncos. But I did love to see that story because anytime women are, you know, front and center, let's go, right? Go Broncos also. Okay, and then did you hear about this? The Waymo being involved in an accident last week. So it was a three-vehicle crash. I know, Josh. This happened last week again. And so it was a driver who was traveling like westbound on 8th Avenue. So they crashed into the back of another vehicle, and then the Waymo got hit from that vehicle. So it wasn't the Waymo's fault. Okay. It wasn't the Waymo's fault.
It wasn't my fault.
It was an unoccupied Waymo, so nobody was hurt, and driver who was trailing was cited in the crash. But it's making news because it's the first crash that involved a Waymo here in Denver, so everyone's talking about it.
So does it stick around, or does the Waymo drive off as it's just supposed to?
No, they got to stick around. Yeah, they stick around, and they were able to, you know, figure out who was cited and who was
license and registration, please.
Exactly, but, you know, like you would think, I don't know, I just would think that Waymo would have went a little faster forward so as not to get hit from behind, because if you have cameras in all directions,
maybe it was into it.
You anticipate it coming. I know, right?
It's kink.
It's me.
It's a Waymo kink.
Hit me now.
Hit me from the back. Hit me from the back.
I could see that.
Who's your daddy? Who's your Waymo?
He liked it. He was into it.
Harder.
Exactly.
Harder.
Back up and go again.
It's a Waymo kink, I'm telling you.
No.
Now drive around and hit me from the front.
No, from the side. Okay, and then have you heard about this gifting scam?
No.
They're really seeing it pop up in Aurora, but it's a little basic but effective. So what it is, authorities say they've seen an uptick in this kind of crime where a vendor will approach someone with a gift. It's usually like a cheap necklace or a cheap piece of jewelry,
type
right?
Of vendor.
So just like somebody, you know, on the street. And they usually they target elderly and people who don't speak English. So they're looking for a specific type of person, but they'll approach that person with a gift of cheap jewelry, right? They'll be like, oh, look what I have for you. You know, you're so beautiful. This will match your eyes. That person will then go and try and take the jewelry, and the person will grab their expensive jewelry. So whether it's their necklace, they'll pull it off, or they'll in for a hug and grab some like expensive ring on their finger. But they're being very aggressive about it. Like some people are trying to be sneaky and just grab the jewelry when they come in for a hug. You know what I mean? Like grab it off their hand or their wrist or something. But some people are just aggressively grabbing that necklace off
the person. Well, that's terrifying.
It's absolutely terrifying.
They're going to grab it from the wrong person, and they are going to get
popped. Exactly.
You know?
But if you can imagine like them targeting like elderly people who are by themselves.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It's awful.
That's absolutely horrible.
It's absolutely awful. So what they're saying you can do to deter that is if you are going to be out by yourself, don't wear expensive stuff. Like
no.
Don't make yourself a target because these people are looking
for
you.
Put your cool stuff on.
Exactly. Put your stuff on that you got out of the quarter machine. That's my
advice. It is a case for like eating really crappy and really salty food so you bloat up so you can't get your rings off.
There's
a case for that.
Get your swole on.
Eat some chicken fried steak before you go out.
Ain't gotta tell me twice.
You'll swell up, and there's no way they're getting those rings off.
Now that's the kind of advice I need. Eat more fried chicken and save yourself.
Yeah. Did you see the perp like licking the finger,
exactly,
trying to make it slick?
And not coming. Not today.
Not today. Not
today.
Happening. I had an 8-piece.
Exactly. I'm protecting myself. I heard the advice. I took that serious.
I heard Jeremy on the radio.
Exactly. Eat more fried chicken.
Eat more salty food. Right. Blow it up.
There you go.